Entire Biz.
Inside your business.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP. 46669. T's and C's apply.
It's 9:07 here on Kaya Biz, on the street, on the air. Now, Anglo-American is merging with Canadian copper and zinc producer Teck Resources. They're going to create a company called Anglo-Teck in a deal worth about $60 billion. Let's speak to Duma Gobule about that. Duma, always good to have you on Kaya Biz. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Just explain that merger to us.
Zinga, thanks for the invite. So, as by way of background, Anglo American was once by far the greatest the largest company in South Africa. Mm-hmm. By 1994, it controlled shares that were worth 43% of the JSE and 7% of the GDP. And since 1994, it's restructured into a pure mining company, but it's had a shocking track record in terms of mergers and acquisitions. So this merger between Anglo, you must remember that there was an offer for Anglo because of last year from BHP, the world's largest mining company, and Anglo successfully fought off that merger and they decided to focus on copper and iron ore, mm-hmm, and sell everything else. This is their steel making coal in Australia, their nickel in Brazil, their diamonds, De Beers, primarily in Namibia and Botswana and in Canada. And so they said they're going to sell everything, and they sold this year Valterra Platinum, which is the world's largest platinum producer. So they now identified a merger with this company called Teck, which is in Canada. And both the reason for this merger is the copper. Copper is the new star in commodity markets because, mm-hmm, of its role in terms of artificial intelligence and the data centers and, you know, the current world economy. Mm. So Anglo comes with about 776,000 tons of copper from Peru and Chile. And this other company, what's called Teck, comes with about, I think it's about 350,000 tons on the other side from, they're also in Chile and a little bit in Canada and so forth. So they're going to create a 1.2 million million tons copper company. This will be probably the fourth largest copper producer in the world. They say it will be the second largest pure copper play, in the sense that 72% of the earnings, you know, EBITDA of this company will come from copper. Mm-hmm. And within about 2 years, in 2027, they'll be producing maybe 1.4 million tons, which could make it the largest copper producer in the world. I think it's a very bad deal for South Africa, and I've written about this. And there were so many opportunities in Zinga. I think South Africans must understand that our mineral resources belong to, our natural resources belong to the people of South Africa, not the companies who mine them. If you find a mineral resource under your property, the state is the custodian of that mineral resource. Mm-hmm. There must be a return from the natural resources in addition to BEE, which applies to all industry. The return must be in addition to royalties. Last year, as a country, we generated 11.3 billion in terms of royalties. And outside of the Anglo-Saxon countries such as US, Canada, and Australia, state ownership is the norm. And many countries have what is called a government take system that includes state equity, royalties, and other taxes. So, for example, in Botswana, our neighbor, according to Anglo's annual report, they have an economic interest of 16.3% in the Debswana joint venture, and the, mm-hmm, government takes 83.7% of everything, of every diamond that has been produced in that country. So I'm saying that we also need to leverage our, you know, state ownership in natural resources. I did a study for the Black Business Council for December 2023, and I discovered that the PIC and the IDC representing the government, mm-hmm. they've got a stake. They own about 25% of domestic mining assets worth about 300 billion rands. But we need to use these resources to generate a return for South Africans. Now, in terms of this merger, before the merger, I calculated that the state, community, and worker ownership in this company was about, there was significant state ownership in Anglo. 6.9% was the largest shareholder. It was also a largest, the main asset that will remain in South Africa is Kumba Iron Ore. They've got also 2.7% of Kumba Iron Ore. And the IDC owns 12.9% of Kumba Iron Ore. And the communities and the employees own 4.2% of the Sishen Iron Ore Company. So I've been arguing that what we should have done really is to create a state mining company like you see in Botswana, like you see in Norway, like you see in Chile, like you see in many developing countries. In Norway, they invest, the government take in a sovereign wealth fund, which has got assets of more than $1 trillion. So we should be doing similar things. And we missed a golden opportunity during the BHP merger last year and now to be creating this mining park. So I calculated in an article I did for Business Day, if they had pooled all these resources and we had stopped this merger and we called for a demerger of the South African assets, we would be owning state, community, and worker ownership and of about 50% in this company. Yeah.
There's not, there doesn't seem to be will to do that, one. And two, there's a concern about employment when these mergers go ahead. In this article that you've written, you've also spoken about how, you know, Anglo controlled about 43% of the JSE's market capitalization, or controlled companies that accounted for about 43%. And there's this whittling down and there's this extraction. And when it comes to jobs, that crisis is going to be exacerbated by this merger and by the continued exit of companies like Anglo.
So Anglo, as you correctly say, a very beautiful word, they've been whittling down their involvement in the South African economy gradually. And this year they sold the world's largest platinum producer. And many analysts like JP Morgan Casanova, they wrote a report that they believe that they're going to sell Kumba Iron Ore. And this, as I said, could become a pure copper play. It could become the largest pure copper play in the world. So I think the incentive to do that will be so great that I think they will sell Kumba Iron Ore, and Anglo will remain with no employees in South Africa. And a decade ago, they employed 90,000 people in South Africa. Now, Anglo would argue, well, we gave it to new owners, and it's not like jobs will be lost. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, yeah, so, but the point is, this iconic company, which had the opportunity to become an African mining champion, will become, it's possibly will become zero employment in South Africa. And it also has huge implications for Botswana and Namibia, because most of the diamonds that De Beers produces, 73% is from Botswana, you know, and they're trying to sell it. And I think the Botswana, I've come up with a compromise position after looking at the facts, and Anglo will not get what is in their books. They value this company at 4.1 billion. I understand that they want to get $3.7.5 billion. And so if we work that, this transaction will be about $3.5 billion. I believe that there's ways that the people of Botswana can take ownership. In fact, they have no option but to take ownership of this asset called De Beers during a difficult time in the world diamond market. And Angola has said they want to do a minority purchase. The state diamond company Endiama wants to purchase a minority stake in De Beers. And the Namibians as well want to become involved. So I think we could create a state Pan-African diamond company, but we have to also, and South Africa also has got diamond assets through De Beers Consolidated Mines.
I imagine Anglo-American has their own vision for what's going to take place in South Africa, and they are a company that speaks about their responsibility to South Africa, not just in the mines, but in the business sector, trying to imagine a better South Africa. I remember a campaign that they did about 2 years ago. And so they have a very patriotic sense. Right, when they're outward looking, and I imagine they would also say that this is their plan for their business, this is what they believe, and you know, part of their thing is saying they want to facilitate cleaner steel making from mines in South Africa and Brazil. They speak about their outlook as well, and not saying that they're going to leave South Africa. And I imagine that your responsibility as a business is not what you are speaking about, Duma, ownership. South Africans owning their minerals. If you're a private company and you're listed, you want to make money.
Yes, of course you want to make money, but also the state wants to make money. The state is the biggest shareholder in Kumba, you know, and why should the state not make money as well? So that's what I'm just saying, it's a capitalist society.
Yes.
The state must make money as well for the people of South Africa. Now, they're going to, the executives are going to, this. Many people believe that this deal was just to... One analyst who I spoke to from Canada, he wrote that this is a merger of, it's a merger of weaklings, you know, weak companies that are trying to preserve the management, because Anglo's performance has been shocking, and the same with Teck's performance. They've got operational problems in their Chilean mines. So these are, you know, he called them weak quals instead of equals, you know, and so these are two desperate companies trying to find relevance in this new market. And and the thing I should say, they offered, they're going to invest 55 billion rands in Canada over the next 5 years. Over the next 4 years, they said they're going to invest 7.6 billion rands in South Africa. But this is an old project that was announced 2021, long before this merger. And they're going to invest 600 million rands in a new junior mining fund together with the IDC. So that's their commitment to South Africa. But I believe that the incentive to become a pure copper play will be the world's largest listed pure copper play will be, I think that's where this is heading, and they'll probably sell Kumba. And I think as the government, we must be ready to pounce on this asset if the opportunity arises, because we've missed many opportunities in the past to get state ownership and to leverage our state ownership in the sector and generate a return for South Africans.
I just want to read what they're saying in their circular to shareholders in the notice of the general meeting. There's a lot of paragraphs about commitment to Canada and investment in Canada, and then there's one paragraph where it says committed to South Africa, and they speak about their long and proud history, which you've spoken about, their regular engagements with government in South Africa, and it says the company continues to reaffirm the Anglo-American Group's enduring commitment to South Africa, including in relation to representation on the board and executive team and the investments it's making in operations and the social fabric of local communities. And then it's touched on that junior mining exploration fund. So that's seemingly trying to quell fears about what you've spoken about, Duma.
Yes. Now, in Canada, there's something called Investment Canada Act. There's a net benefit review and a security review. And they put so much pressure on Anglo to extract maximum benefits. So despite the spin of Anglo, the majority of the board members are going to be Canadians, and the majority of the Exco are going to be Canadians. Now, this is a bizarre situation, Zinga, because Canada accounts for only 3.4% of the pro forma revenues of this entity. And it's should Canada, which this company, the natural resources belong to these countries in the global south, South Africa, Brazil, Chile, Peru, Botswana, Namibia. This is where they get more than 90% of their revenues and their profits. So why should this country, Canada, that doesn't even have they're moving the headquarters to Vancouver, and Duncan Wineblatt will go to Vancouver, and the top manager will go to Vancouver, and they tried to sneak in an incentive scheme whereby they would be rewarded for concluding the merger. And they had to withdraw that on Monday because people said that's not fair. You know, it's okay. It looked like it was a grab by the management to cash in on this merger.
Tumot Kubule, always a pleasure to have you on Kaya Biz and engage with you. Really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, it's time for a short break. When we come back, we'll be speaking about car finance.
Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Banking. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Here's the thing.